Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. Everyone has heard the phrase, nobody's perfect. Most of us recognize that mistakes and errors in judgment happen to everyone, and that learning from those moments and moving on with dignity is a valuable part of life. Sometimes, though, when mistakes involve or even harm your child, they're harder to deal with. How can parents who've made mistakes learn to forgive themselves? Good question. I suspect most parents have a sort of hall of shame filled with moments when they recognize that they're not living up to their own expectations. Mine includes the first night I decided to let my son cry himself to sleep instead of picking him up, and discovering after 2 long hours that he had a fever of 102 degrees. Antibiotics and some hugs fixed him right up, but it took me a long time to forgive myself. Or there was the time when I neglected to check the news in the morning, loaded up my son for kindergarten, got the car stuck in a snowdrift, discovered school had been canceled for the day, and had to get a ride home with a kind janitor. True story, sad to say. Sometimes I think it's a miracle our kids even survive us. I'm lucky. I've been able to use most of my parenting mistakes, and I've made many, as material for these commentaries and in my books about parenting. But there are still moments that make me cringe internally. Moments when I was wrong, impatient, overly critical, or just plain silly. My son, now an adult, seems to love me anyway, and he certainly turned out far better than I had any right to expect. But what do you do when you make mistakes as a parent? Well, let's start with the obvious. Parents are entirely human. Just about every parent I know takes raising children very seriously indeed. They read books and magazines, go to workshops and parent coaching sessions, and talk about child development and discipline with friends, family, and book club members. They share photos, success stories, and their children's small triumphs and lessons. But it's sometimes harder to talk about the times when you blow it, when you were less than wise and loving. And so, because it can be difficult to talk about failures, you may not get the opportunity to learn how many of your friends have been through the same humbling experiences. Perhaps it will reassure you to learn that your mistakes as parents provide you with wonderful opportunities to connect with your children and to teach them valuable lessons about being human. Children learn far more from what you do than from anything you say. When they watch a parent accepting responsibility for poor judgment or losing his temper, they learn that it's okay to admit mistakes. It also gives children the opportunity to learn to forgive, and I have yet to meet the child who isn't willing to forgive a parent who sincerely asks. So here's the drill. If you make a mistake or a poor decision or you just behave badly, admit it openly and calmly. You can say something like, I don't like the way I handled that. Can I try again? Or, I lost my temper and I know I hurt your feelings. Will you forgive me? Clean up any messes that need cleaning up. Repair any immediate damage. Then do your level best to learn from your mistake so it doesn't happen again. For instance, I learned to always check to see why my son was crying before deciding how to handle it. And although I never watch television in the morning, you can bet I learned to turn on the news or the school district's website if the weather looked even a little bit iffy. Most important, I learned that no matter how much I know about parenting and relationships, I will always be human and thus capable of blowing it despite all my good intentions. Over the years, I've become skilled at owning my own mistakes, at apologizing from the heart, and at learning how not to make the same mistakes again. It may be the most valuable lesson I've ever learned. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.